in the studio with us today are a group of homeschoolers, and this is just part of a group of homeschoolers, because this is a big group, right? Diana, how big is this group?
Linda. We have 33 students.
Whoa. So there's only a few in the studio right now, because although we could fit 33 people in here, we'd have to stack them up kind of like crates. So that's not that polite. So in the studio with us are kids who are part of a science Olympiad team. And we have Gavin. He's 16. He's in 10th grade. He's 3 years on the team. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the show. And Rachel is here. She's 14, 9th grade. You're 5 years on this team. Holy moly. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Maggie, you're here. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Maggie's in 7th grade. She's 12 years old. It's her first year on the mid-school team. And we have Linda. Linda is here. Are you the coach?
I'm the head coach of both teams.
Awesome. The middle school and the high school. Uh-huh. And this is the Science Olympiad team. And we're going to be finding out about the Science Olympiad and all that. And I do want to let you all know, I did get a statement that I need to let everybody know about from the New Mexico Activities Association. But we'll get to that in just a minute. In the meantime, I want to know, can you tell us all about the Science Olympiad? What is it?
So Science Olympiad is this national competition where public, private, and homeschools make up a team of about 15 people who then compete in 23 different science events. There are different kinds of events, like there are building events where people try to build the best robot or plane or bridge or musical instrument. There are also lab events where we practice crime investigation, measure light waves, or measure the calories in food. There are also hands-on nature events like identifying fossils, bugs, or rocks, and plants and stuff like that. And there's even an event like Pictionary where you draw and guess the science term. And so all the teams get together on a competition, and they do all these events and see which one's the best at each one, and they win medals and trophies along the way.
So how long have you been doing this?
The Albuquerque Area Homeschoolers, our team, have been doing this for about 12 years now. My older brother and sister also did Science Olympiad from 5th to 6th grade all the way to the end of high school. And today they're in college and working on their computer science degrees.
Have you won any medals?
Yeah, including first place with my partners on Rocks and Minerals 3 years in a row. My first year I did it with Gavin when we were just in 5th and 6th grade.
They look so little and cute when they won first place and went up on the stage with all the big kids.
Aw.
Yeah, I remember that. It was really cool. And that same year, I got to compete with my brother on the meteorology event. And it was also really cool to win gold medals at such a young age at the state competition.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite event this year, or what events are you working on?
This year, I'm doing fossils, bridges, and my favorite, bottle rockets.
I think my favorite is probably Game On. It's this event where you basically have to make a video game in a short amount of time. But I'm also doing bridges, air trajectory, and invasive species.
I'm doing fossils and invasive species, and it's about time. But my favorite event is experimental design, where you basically just get to come up with a science fair experiment in 50 minutes.
Have you been able to go to nationals? How was it?
I've gone to nationals 4 times, and one time I even won a third place medal at nationals in 5th grade with Mission Possible, which is a Rube Goldberg machine. It was fun to see everyone's machines from all the different states, and we went to Orlando for nationals 2 times, which was really fun because we got to go to Disney World afterward and the beach.
What is happening right now with your team being able to compete this year?
Well, the New Mexico Activities Association, what sponsors all the after-school activities for students in New Mexico, they decided to change a rule that had allowed homeschool teams to compete if they were part of a national competition, like Science Olympiad is. We're not sure why they chose to do this now after we've been competing for 11 years or what the problem was with letting us compete as a team. They said it because it was a state law that did allow us to compete as teams, but in reality, that's not what the state law says.
How did the news you couldn't compete make you feel?
I was really sad when I heard this 2 weeks ago because we've been working on our events for about 2 months now. And this is my first year, and I really want to compete with a team that has my friends and my brothers. And we have a really cool team, too. And we've been number one for the last 5 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that they would change the rules like that. After all, we'd been competing for so many years. I was really enjoying learning new things at high school level, and now we're just supposed to stop.
Yeah, I was so happy this year to join a high school team from the beginning, but now I'm not able to because of all this happens. And obviously that's disappointing because I like to learn and hang out with all my friends on the team.
That is just really something. I got a statement from the New Mexico Activities Association, and I just want to read it to you guys and our listeners because I asked them if they could comment on this proposal that you guys can't compete. And here's what they said. They said, homeschool students can participate in New Mexico Activities Association sanctioned activities, but they must do so in accordance with New Mexico state law. The NMAA's decision was based on this law, which reads, quote, a homeschool student is eligible to participate in up to 3 school district activities at the public school in the attendance zone in which the student resides. And by the way, I did ask the question of, are other students in public schools limited to 3 activities? And I never did hear an answer back from the NMAA about that. But regarding specifically the Science Olympiad, because I think we can talk more about the activities, are like there's a whole lot of activities that they run, 23 or something. But they said about the Science Olympiad homeschool team, which is you all, that, quote, representatives from both sides are working together on a resolution for this year's competition.
Can't you just compete with the public school?
Well, our public school doesn't have a team, and even if they did, I don't think they would want us on the team because why would they replace, or there can only be 15 people on the team, so they'll have to replace one of their kids from their school on the team with one of our kids. But why would they do that? They don't even know us, and we're not even in their school.
What are doing to see?
Yeah, what are you guys doing to see if you can still compete as a team?
Well, we did enter an official appeal with the New Mexico Activities Association Wednesday, and yes, they have agreed to meet with us and try to work something out. But we believe that the state law says they're eligible to do 3 activities at their public school, but it's not the only way they compete. That is not what the state law says, as we have looked at the laws carefully. So we would like for teams, homeschoolers, to still be able to compete as groups because that, that's what makes fun. We're a family. We're a group. They like competing with their friends and not just trying to get into a public school where they don't know people. And actually, they have, it limits the number of total teams that you can have to have fewer teams. Hmm.
Do you hope you still can be part of the Science Olympiad team next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. We hope you can, too. Especially like Maggie, I never even thought about that's a limited number of kids are allowed on each team. And when is the Science Olympiad, by the way? When is the competition?
Our first competition right here at University of New Mexico is January 30th. And then if you do well enough, you go on to the state competition at New Mexico Tech. And then one team from high school and one from middle school is sent on to nationals.
And you all have won year after year. I was seeing some pictures of your medals. You have tons of medals, a huge trophy, 10 years of competing. And this NIT rule was never enforced before, huh?
Yes, I'm not sure why they decided they needed to enforce this rule now and actually change a rule that allowed us to compete. So we're going to discuss it with them and see if we can work out an understanding.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck in getting back, your right to compete. And especially this year, you must be in the middle of your project right now and projects right now. So that must be feeling weird. Are you just going to keep plugging along as if you're going to compete?
Yeah, because we don't want the situation like if we do get to compete, we don't want to be unprepared.
Yeah. Can you understand any logic in them wanting you guys? I'm listening to this and you guys talk, and I'm sure our listeners are listening too. And here you are, like champions for the state of New Mexico, sitting here in our room. I take it you guys have done really, really well. Like, that's pretty unusual to keep winning over and over. I mean, is there another team that keeps winning alongside you, the same one, or is it different teams winning alongside you? Sometimes the same, sometimes different?
Well, yeah, it's mostly been us in the Albuquerque Academy that have won. Mm-hmm. Our high school team also won in 2014, as well as our mid-school team. So they're kind of like our chief rivals that we keep competing against. And A lot of times we're at nationals together with their high school team or mid school. We really enjoyed taking both teams 2 years ago. That was great.
Wow. And so here you are, champions in our room and real winners. And you know what? We think you're winners anyway, because that you're going to do this and going up against a big organization like the NMAA. And here you are, just, no offense, but just a bunch of kids. And you know what? I'm really impressed. I think we want to wish you the very, very best of luck. And we hope that this gets resolved and that homeschoolers are able to compete. And we can, it seems to me like if they haven't enforced this law in 10 years, then like, that's weird. So I'm sure everybody listening is like, yeah, what's up with that? Are they afraid because you might win again? I don't know, but hope you do. I really hope you do. I hope you sweep it and then take the nationals and then we'll see. Ha-ha. Because you know what? Students in New Mexico homeschool for a variety of reasons. And I'm sure you all are being homeschooled for a variety of reasons. And it's not like just because you've decided to thumb your nose at your local public school. There's a lot of individual reasons why people might be choosing homeschool. And I think a lot of listeners would agree that parents are always trying to do the best for their kids. And so your parents certainly are. And congratulations to you for keeping up the fight. And we all just want to say to you, good luck, and we hope the New Mexico Student, the New Mexico Activities Association, thinks about the people that this is hurting. And I'm sorry you've had to go through this, but you know what? Are you learning a lot from this process?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What are you learning? Just curious. Like, what do you think you've learned from this process so far? I mean,
just kind of how we keep practicing and that we won't give up. It's kind of a lesson in perseverance and just keep going against all the odds.
I love that. Yeah.
You should never give up.
Yeah.
Ever, because giving up is dumb. Like, you're just stopping what you're doing, even though you've been working hard on it.
That's true. Well, thanks for being great examples of perseverance for the rest of us. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.